Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
That's right, you guys are listening to 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你， and this is Adam.
好，那你刚刚说 That's right， 我们今天的节目呢就是要教教大家英语里面啊你怎么说 right and wrong， 特别是要夸别人啊、哦、你这个分析太到点了，太 right 了，或者你这个分析不太到位啊，有点 wrong。 英语里面我们要怎么很有技巧比较高级高段位的来夸人或者怼人。
That's right. So today we're not just going to be focusing on the words right and wrong. We're going to be focusing more on some advanced, authentic expressions you can use to tell somebody they're right or you're wrong.
嗯，对，我觉得是很 masterful, 就大师级的。因为真的就是 native speakers 才会用的说法。所以今天的节目呢真的是干货满满。好 ,let's get right into it. 那首先讲到这个 right 正确啊，在分享这些高段位的俚语很正宗的说法之前呢，我们还是来看看两个 right 的近义词，两个单词好吗？
Okay, so these words, you can probably guess at least one of them. The first one is correct. That is correct. You are correct.
哎，其实录节目的时候你也常说，比如我讲到啊，英语里会不会这样说？你也经常说 ，Yeah, that's correct, or you're correct.
I do. I mean, I personally say right most of the time. A lot of the hosts at Open Language say right. I would say correct if I'm talking to someone on the phone. Let's say they work at the bank and they're trying to check information with me. I would say, oh, correct. That's correct.
Correct 就稍微更正式一点对吧
That's right. And accurate is also pretty formal.
好所以这两个近义词呢就是和 right 的用法很像啊都是形容词。Although correct can also be a verb.
Yes, it can. So a lot of you guys will send us comments and ask if we can correct them for you.
对就是纠正的意思啊。好那看完这两个词以后呢我们现在 let's move on to some of these really interesting and colorful expressions, 小短语。
Okay, so the first one here, this is actually where the idea for this show came from, and this is the expression, you are spot on.
Spot on, spot 就是 S-P-O-T, 它的意思不是就像一个小点,一个 dot, 一个 point, 对吧?
Right, or a place, right? What a cool spot.
对对对,但是 spot on 的意思呢,其实就是讲啊,你命中靶心。有点像 shooting 或者 archery, 对吗?你当中有那个bullseye, 靶心,然后 you're spot on, 换言之就是You are very correct. 你很正确。
Right. You could not be more correct. So the analysis was spot on. That's one way that we use this one a lot.
哎，对 ,the analysis, 分析啊，你分析的非常到位，所以你就可以这样来称赞别人。That analysis was spot on.
That's right. Or we could also say dead on.
Oh, dead, D-E-A-D, 不是去世死的意思吗?
It's the same dead. I think this also comes from shooting.
Yeah.
But in this case, the shooting is not shooting a target. It's shooting a human.
Oh, no. 但是这个 dead on 意思和 spot on 一样啊。我们不要把重点放在 dead 上面。我们要放在这个 on 上面。因为它也是说到的就是 you're dead on point.Right?
That's right. There is actually another one that has on. A lot of these expressions that mean right or correct all contain the word on. And this one is bang on.
啊，就是像 Big Bang Theory 那个 bang 吗?
Right, right. Now this one is a little bit more casual. Like you're bang on. That's fine. You could say the analysis is bang on, but it's probably better to use the other ones.
Yeah, 就是我觉得 spot on 和 dead on 都是工作场合可以用的。但是哎，你想想别人那个刚刚做了个 presentation， 给你分析了很多事情，然后你说 bang on，
bang on，
就很不搭，对不对？
Right, right, right.
Wrong occasion, but can I use this next phrase? Your analysis was right on the money, was on the money.
Yes, absolutely. You can use this one at work. You can use it with your friends. It's a great one.
但是 unfortunately, 很不幸的是你没有真正的钱。It's not like you will win some money if someone says to you, you're right on the money.
Right. Well, you might. I mean, maybe you are really, really accurate about something and that will bring you a reward.
比如说买股票什么我看好这只股票然后我去买或者我建议别人买结果它真的涨了然后我可以说 Oh, my stock analysis was on the money. 可以这样讲吗？
You could, or we could change analysis to advice, and we could really change the stock market to anything. You know, your advice about my relationship was spot on, or was on the money, or your advice about da-da-da was on the money.
对对，所以非常的广用啊。好，接下来这个说法呢，有点长，但是它也用到了 on 这个介词。
Yes, that's right. So this one is, you hit the nail on the head.
Oh, hit the nail on the head. 那 nail 英语有很多的意思啊，其中有一个意思是指甲，但是我在想它这里不是指甲的意思哈，不是我们女生要做美甲。
Right, because if you hit that nail on the head, especially with a hammer, that doesn't sound all that fun.
所以这里的 nail 讲的是钉子，对吗？
That's right. This is the kind of nail we use in construction.
对，所以hit the nail on the head 就是你每一锤榔头下去都正中下怀，都正好打在那个钉子头上，就可以把它 nail down， 是吧？就是又有那个你命中率很高，你真的很到位的意思。
Right, 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 right.
So...You're right on target. You're on target.
Okay, back to target. So, yes, a target is something that tests how accurate you are. If you hit the target, bam, that is accurate. If you miss the target, not so accurate.
对，所以其实我们今天所有分享的这些小短语啊，它就都是有那种你很到位、很 on target 的意思。所以我也能说，oh, that advice or that analysis was on target.
Bingo.
Bingo. Bingo 也是 you're correct, you're right 的意思哦。
That's right, but this one is much, much, much more casual. We wouldn't say your analysis was bingo. This one is just one word that we say, you know, when somebody gives their analysis or their explanation and you agree, you can just say bingo.
Bingo. 对，但它真的就是很轻松，很 casual, 所以这个也要在一些轻松的场合用啊。诶， bingo 是一个游戏是吧？就很多老年人，美国老年人爱玩的。
Yes, it's a super popular game. Teachers love to use it with their students too. There's no real element ofright or wrong in the game. It's just luck. I think people just like the sound. Bingo.
就反正最后赢的那个人就会举手然后 shout, bingo!
Right, bingo. That's it exactly.
对，所以现在衍生出来就也有那种you got it, that's correct, 这个 bingo.
Bingo.
好，那分享了很多 right 的近义说法啊，都会用到 on 的这些小短语以后呢，我们现在来看看，you're not on, you're not right.
No bingo.
这怎么办呢？ You're wrong. 前面我们分享了 correct 和 accurate 这两个 right 的近义词，那么 wrong 呢，它也有两个近义词，然后就长得和那个 correct, accurate 很像。
Right, so here we're talking about incorrect or inaccurate.
对，就是 in, in 这个前缀呢，常常是会用来起到反义词，把它变成反义词的作用啊。好，那现在我们就来看看这些很值得学的正宗的小短语。前面讲到了说别人正确，你可以讲 spot on, dead on, on the money, bang on, 都是和 on 命中率很高有关的。但是反言之，你这个命中率很不高，就是你很 off, 对不对？
Right, right. So speaking of opposites, right? So here, a really great way to politely say that someone is wrong is to say they're a bit off.
你有一点不对，有一点点不正确啊。You're a bit off, or that analysis was a bit off.
Right, or slightly off.
所以这个 off 是 off, 两个 f 啊。
That's right, the opposite of on.
对，因为另外那个 off 一个 f 的，它的发音是
of。
Of, 两个 F 的是 off, 是 F 的音。
That's right.
好, well, hopefully you're not way off.
Ooh, yeah, way off is not something that you really want to be. The analysis was way off, or Jenny's stock pick that we were talking about earlier. Way off.
挑的那个股票 way off. I like buy high, sell low, way off.
Right, that's the way to do it. Bingo.
对，这个 way 就是说，哎呀，你差得远了。
that's right.
很 off 啊。哎，另外我也听过一个说法叫off base.
Yeah, so this one definitely contains the meaning of incorrect, but this is often more about what is morally incorrect. Like, you should not do that. You should not say that. It's off base to say this thing.
就它更有一种没有根据 unfounded 的那个，对吧？比如你指责我 but your accusation is off base.
Yeah, it's coming from a place that is not based in accuracy. How's that for a lawyerly answer?
Yeah, yeah, 就是你很 misguided.
Ooh, that's a good one. That sounds like a clothing brand.
哎，是现在有一个女生衣服的品牌就叫 misguided, 但是她是那个 miss 小姐 M-I-S-S.
Well, that's the best part about M-I-S. This prefix is every single word sounds like it's misguided or misappropriate. They all sound like names.
Guided 小姐 misguided.
Right. Now, one thing about the word misguided is it's a really polite way to say somebody is wrong.
Yeah, speaking of, you know, 很高阶的、很 masterful 的，就讲别人你错了的方法，我觉得这个是很婉转的。Oh, that's a little misguided. 意思就是有点判断失误，你被误导了。
That's it, yeah. So it's somebody else has guided you or something else has guided you to the wrong spot. You're not spot on, you're way off.
You're misguided. 好，那前面几个像 slightly off, a bit off, 都是也比较客气的说法啊。那我们接下来要看几个不太客气的。
That's right, we had to throw those in too.
有哪些呢？
Well, one that I use a lot is ridiculous.
哦，你这么直接啊，直接说人家，你这个是无稽之谈 ,ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I do use this word a lot. It's maybe not very polite when somebody tells me their opinion and I say, that's ridiculous, but guilty. Guilty is charged.
对，因为他的程度就是如果那个人真的是 way off, 那确实是比较 ridiculous, 对吧
Right, it is, right? Because some people are.So way off. And so that's why we have words like this. You're being ridiculous, or that sounds ridiculous.
Or that's outrageous.
That's outrageous. Yeah, so both of these words you can also use, you know, when the price is too high or traffic is too dense. But you can also use it in that sense of being correct. Like that is the wrong. It's wrong that there's so much traffic.
That's outrageous, 对吧？就是很离谱的。哎，离谱有一点像那个 off 的意思。
Right, right, yeah.
Off 了啊，偏离了。好，那我们今天节目最后要教大家的一个说法呢，我觉得它挺有意思的，因为字面上看是一个很好的 positive, 充满了鼓励的，但其实是怼人的。
Right, right, and this is nice try.
你这个 try 得很好，但是很不幸的，你是错的。
Right, right, right. Nice try, nice try. It's funny because I am staying with my cousin, and my cousin has little kids like you, Jenny, and I find I use this expression with them a lot because they will try to do something that's not quite right, and then I'll say, nice try.
Nice try. 所以它是比较讽刺的一个说法。
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
但是他一定都是讽刺的吗？还是说一个人他真的 try hard, 我要鼓励一下他的 effort? Can I say nice try?
You could. I would just say good job or you did your best.
Okay. 哎呀，英文真的太搞了。
You're on target there, Jenny. What can I say?
I'm right on the money.
Always right on the money.
Just not my stock picks.
Yeah, jennystockpicks.com. That was way off.
Way off. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这里啊。下一次如果你要说一个人他的分析他的这个观点很到位的时候呢，或者很不到位的时候，就可以动用我们今天教大家的这些语言。 OK, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.